It's sports time.
So, good evening, sports fan. It is Thanksgiving, November 28th, and I'm here with Emmett, and we're going to be talking about some of the Thanksgiving games. Now, right now, the Saints are playing the Falcons, so I don't think we're going to talk about them. We might, but just so you know, we don't really know if they're playing right now. The current time is 9:34 p.m. So let's get right into it.
The Saints are probably going to win anyways.
Yeah, the Saints are probably going to win. All right, so we're first going to start off with the most exciting game this weekend so far, and there's only been two, but what I think was like going to be the most exciting game, Buffalo Bills versus the Dallas Cowboys. Now, if I'm looking at the Cowboys team, I'm asking you a question. Is it Jason Garrett or is it the Cowboys roster?
First, we had to address that the Cowboys lost today, 26-15.
Yes.
Disappointing loss. Yeah, basically.
That's all it is.
So Leo asked a question. Is it Jason Garrett or is it the Cowboys? I think it's Jason Garrett. The Cowboys are 0-5 against teams over 500. That means they haven't beat a team with a winning record this season. That's not good. The Cowboys, even if they make the playoffs.
Then, oh, sorry, guys. Taysom Hill just scored a touchdown, and we just turned back to watch. Taysom Hill is really good. Does anybody know what Taysom Hill actually does?
No. But it's...
It doesn't work.
No.
Yeah, so this morning I was watching Get Up or some show like that on the ESPN. Yeah. And I heard they were talking about saying that the Cowboys, they have all the right food. They just don't have the right cook.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason Garrett just isn't right. He has to acknowledge that
Dak didn't play well today.
He has to acknowledge that Zeke, Dak, and Cooper aren't going to move to your playbook if they haven't already. You have to improvise more. You have to give them stuff that's going to help them. And for right now, they're just not doing that. So you want to talk about Josh Allen?
You know who had a perfect QBR today? John Brown. 1 for 1, 28 yards, 1 touchdown. John Brown, best quarterback in the NFL. Just saying it.
All right, so now we're going to talk about Josh Allen, who they beat the Bills. Honestly, not a very impressive game. He threw over 200 yards, only a touchdown. 19 for 24, actually a pretty impressive game. But then I think that where they got him was their run game. Total, they only had 124 yards running, and that was split between four backs. But you could see they had 34 carries on the ground. They were just pounding the Cowboys. And earlier in the game, as we saw, it wasn't like Buffalo's game. Dallas was up 7-0 for all of the first quarter, I'm pretty sure. So I really think that the Bills won is they have such a good second option. I feel like if they can't throw, they can run. And if one of their running backs gets tired, they have another. So it's Devin Singletary, Frank Gore, you know? You might be like, well, like Singletary is good. Frank Gore's like old.
Well, I mean, Frank Gore, he's one of the best running backs.
He pounds the rock.
He's number third all-time rushing yards. He's good, but he's old. So he's probably, I think he's retiring after.
Yeah, he probably will retire. All right, so now we're going to address the fact that if you talk about the Cowboys, and we're going to go to Zeke this time. Zeke had 12 carries, 71 yards.
But how many
and no touchdown. He had 12 carries.
How many catches?
How many catches?
7 catches for 66 yards.
Yeah, so Zeke was good.
Zeke was good this
Zeke
game.
Had a good game.
I mean, decent.
But if I just can't
but
see
him. You know one person who stood out to me today? Cole Beasley, 6 catches, 110 yards, 1 touchdown. He was very good today. He caught 6 of his 7 targets. That's very good.
If I'm being the Cowboys, in my opinion, they should not have let Cole Beasley go. I mean, like, they have, but, like, imagine that Michael What's his name? Amari Cooper is the one. Michael Gallup's the two. And then you have Cole Beasley, an outstanding and underrating receiver, playing the three.
I'm going to replace Jason Garrett because I think everything is fine except for Jason Garrett. So
his playbook just doesn't work, and I feel that that's final, and there's nothing more that they can do.
I have everything except for they can get better in defense.
Yeah. So they don't really have anything.
But the question is, who's going to step up?
Because I don't think they're going to put their offensive coordinator up there because he isn't getting the results either.
No, I was watching, I think, First Take today, and they thought, I was watching Get Up, and they thought that Urban Meyer would coach.
Isn't that Florida's coach? Or Ohio State's coach? Yeah, I mean, that would be good. I think we were watching it at the same time. I don't know.
I think we were.
Yeah.
But I was on a plane.
Oh, yeah. I was not on the plane. I was waiting for the airport because we got there an hour early. Mm-hmm. All right. So now we're going to be talking about the Bears-Lions game. And Mitch Trubisky, impressive. Over 300 yards throwing, 338. Three touchdowns and one interception.
Yeah.
But he also threw 38 times and only completed 29 of them. Now, that's not bad.
That's good.
Mitch
Trubisky had a good game today. Allen Robinson also had a good game today.
Yeah.
They're also playing against a Detroit team, which isn't good. So, I mean,
this kind of sums it up. The Lions didn't have their starting quarterback, and the Bears only won by 4.
Yes.
Think about that, Bears fans. They didn't
Bears
even have
12-4 last season. What happened?
Yeah, guys.
The Bears aren't good.
What happened? I don't even understand. They're like kind of like, I feel like there's always like, I don't know why. I just feel like it's like Tariq Cohen, not Tariq Cohen. Like, they're going kind of on and off with David Montgomery and Tariq Cohen. Like, choose a running back and maybe bring in Tariq or Montgomery on third down. But don't keep switching off because it's not working.
Yeah, I know. Like, David Montgomery had one good week. And then Nagy was like, oh, yeah, we're going to start playing David Montgomery more. And then they didn't.
And it was not good. The thing is, Cohen is faster. Cohen, he might not. He's just faster, and he's got better juking abilities. And let's say if you want somebody who can block better, and maybe somebody's going out for receiving, then you might want David Montgomery in. But if he's your main guy getting 16 carries a night, then that is not good because Tariq Cohen is significantly better and faster.
I disagree with that. I think Div Montgomery is better running back.
I disagree with that. I've seen Tariq Cohen last year, an insane year, and now they're just not giving him the ball at all. I feel like this is kind of like, I want to talk about Philadelphia for a second. Do you remember when they won the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
They had Jay Ajayi and LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, no, I agree. What happened?
What happened? Well, Garrett Blount went to the Lions, but what happened with Jay Ajayi? He, like, disappeared. I am, like, I don't know what happened there. And this seems like something like the Bears, they only won by 4 against the Lions without Matthew Stafford. It's just, like, and it's not like they're, and what's even more scary is that the Lions quarterback threw for 280 yards. Their Lions backup quarterback.
Derek Blow?
Yeah.
Derek Blow, yeah.
I'm not saying he's horrible, but I'm just saying your defense, the Bears defense last year was one of the best in the league. If not the best defense in the league, agree?
Yes, no, completely. They were the best team in the league. I mean, the best defense. They weren't the best team in the league. The Patriots.
And look at this. Now a backup quarterback is throwing over 280 yards on this defense. A backup quarterback who's not the greatest. I mean, he's not bad. He did run 21 times.
He didn't. Mm-hmm. Bo Scarborough ran.
Oh, wait, no, sorry, Bo Scarborough.
He ran one time.
Yeah, so I just don't know.
Bo Scarborough did have a good game. But I think that he played very well today, David Blow.
Yeah, and that's, I just think that's good for the Lions, but it's almost horrible for the Bears. The two got a backup quarterback who has played, what game is this for him?
One.
First career start. And you know what he does on his first play? He throws a 75. His first completion is a 75-yard touchdown pass. You had one. You couldn't guard one. We couldn't guard Kenny Golladay to save your life. He only had 4 catches. You want to know how many yards he had?
158.
If I'm a Bears fan, I don't know what's happening. And I'm not a Bears fan, and I still don't know what's happening. What happened to the Bears? Just like the Eagles, except we all know what happened to the Eagles. They decided to go with Carson Wentz. Horrible decision on their part. Sorry, Carson. It's not that good, you know? I feel that for a while, I was really questioning Dak. I was thinking, is this just a rookie phenomenon? But I can clearly see that this is not Dak. This is Jason Garrett messing this entire Cowboys system up. They have such young talent. And, like, this team, if it grows in the right way in 3 years, that's a title team.
Zeke is very good.
Zeke is great. Amari Cooper's been playing great. No, Michael Gallup.
They could be a title team. They just need a better coach.
A coach that works with them. Because Garrett's just not the right coach. There's nothing more to say about that.
Garrett is not the right coach.
He's just not. And I don't know what Jerry Jones is thinking, keeping him. Because it's not going to work.
And Jerry Jones has stated, Jason Garrett is our coach. And I'm like, no, he's not your coach.
If he was, I kind of think he's delusional and only in this for the money. Hang on, quick break. See you right back. All right, back from the break, and we're going to be talking about the Bears receivers. And they had a good game. What's his first name? Alan Miller?
Anthony, I think.
Anthony Miller. Let's see. What's his first name? Well, Allen Robinson, anyways, Anthony had 8 Miller, catches for 86
Anthony
yards.
Miller, I told you.
Good game for him. Anthony Miller had 9 catches, 140 yards. And
good game for him.
Good game for him. So now you're starting to think, based on the stats, that you're only looking at the stats. Nothing else. You've never watched a game in your life. You're looking and you're saying, this has got to be the Bears' defense's fault. They let up 20 points. And what I'm saying is, this is like
surprising, because usually it's the Bears' offense that's struggling. But today, it was the Bears' defense.
And the Bears, it wasn't like, it would make sense if it was like the Ravens, the Patriots, even like the Ravens, Patriots, Niners, you know, Packers, a good team like that, and like the Vikings. But the Lions, and nothing against the Lions.
Lions, but with a quarterback who had his first start, and Bo Scarborough.
A rookie running back. You guys, they couldn't cover. They just couldn't cover like that.
Yeah,
they couldn't cover Kenny Golladay. Kenny Golladay had 4 catches and only 5 targets. If they were able just to leave a lock, Prince Amukamara on him, just put him on, leave that be. Then you have
Miller?
No, he's not on defense. Or Ha-Ha Quinn Dix.
No,
he's on the Redskins.
No, the really good one. The safety. Eddie Jackson.
Eddie Jackson. Or just somebody on him. Or actually did, like, play defense, maybe. Maybe because the times you didn't guard, it seems like you really didn't guard. Like,
and
when you guarded, you guarded well. But when you didn't guard, the 4 times you didn't guard, you let up 158 yards. So just for me, this is just a sign that do the Bears have to hop straight back in the rebuild thing? I say no. They just kind of need a new quarterback.
Yeah, I think it's a quarterback too. I don't know why the Bears underperformed on defense today. They only had 2 sacks. So, well, I mean, that's good.
This is one game that the Bears defense underperformed. And normally, they're better than average.
Yeah.
So it's the offense.
Yeah.
Allen Robinson's, if they could just
get
Allen Robinson's
good. Allen Robinson's
good. Anthony Miller's good. And like we said, they do have 2 running backs. You can choose. You don't need to look at my opinions. But you can choose. But in the end, it comes down to Matt Nagy, who won Coach of the Year. And I don't think that much has changed from him. And then it locks into Mitch Trubisky. And this guy just isn't good.
We've seen this before with Blake Bortles, who was the number 3 pick. And then got cut by the Jaguars. I think this will happen to Daniel Jones. I don't think Daniel Jones is the quarterback for the Giants.
All right, well, now you brought it into my territory. So let's get this argument.
The Jets are better than the Giants.
All right, we're not doing this argument again. We've been hijacked. Guys, Jack the Steward, it's been good to know. We're not talking about this. The Giants are clearly better than the Jets, and now we're moving on. So,
What? You just said the Giants are clearly better than the Jets. Leo, this stat, the records, what are the records of both teams? The Giants are 2-8. The Jets are...
3-8.
No, they're not. They're better than that.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Their record is 4-7. And they're going to beat the Bengals this week, so 5-7.
You know what? Fine, because when the Jets get their wins from easy teams, Giants will have a top pick and they'll get Chase Young.
No, but they
right
need this,
is that his name?
This?
I never know
yes,
what his
Chase
name.
Young.
Chase Young, no, a top rusher.
No, but then the Jets, it's very good for morale because the Jets team, they've been struggling, and now they've
no
getting
no doy.
They beat the Raiders, which I think they are a good team. The Raiders are a good team, definitely.
Okay.
Raiders are a good team. But, and they beat the Cowboys, too. So, they're beating not bad teams. So, I think this is just good for morale. I think it's necessary for the Jets to keep winning.
So, is this saying, guys, Sam Darnold's won 4 games. He's the Jets' new coach.
Okay.
We're going to sign him to a max 5-year deal. We're just going to... You know, that's what's going to happen. Sanchez, welcome back on the team. We're signing you to a 3-year deal as our backup.
Sam Darnold
is horrible, and everybody knows that, and Le'Veon is carrying the team on offense. You know what? I will say,
Le'Veon has not been good this year.
Because there's no offensive line.
Yes, the offensive line is absolutely terrible.
Yes. So,
no, but Sam Darnold and his offense have scored 34 points. In the last 3 games, so I'm just saying Jets are on a 3-game winning streak. All right.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Saints game.
So this brings up the fact that is Le'Veon Bell good, or did he just have one of the best offensive lines in Pittsburgh? Is he actually just...
He had one of the best offensive lines in Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Jack.
Jack doesn't know what he's talking about.
Or is he just an average running back? I think he's just an average running back.
I disagree. He's good. He just has an off bad offensive line.
That's like
wait,
what the running backs need to do.
So is James Conner good, or is he just behind a good offensive line in Pittsburgh?
I don't know. That's like the debate about every...
Conner's so skilled, and the offensive line is
incredible. What I just don't understand is it's rare to have one without the other, which is if you want a good running back, you need a good offensive line. And if you have a decent running back, better running back, like let's use James Conner, for example. He's not bad. He's not the greatest, though, but he has a good offensive line.
Do you think he's bad? Mason Rudolph. And the Steelers can't wait to get Ben Roethlisberger back.
You know who I also think is a great...
I don't know. Sam Darnold, not as...
What a guy.
What a guy. All right, so now that we've talked about the Steelers, Jets, and Giants, which normally these discussions go into, right now, going into halftime, the Saints are beating the Falcons. No, doy. I don't...
No surprise there.
You never really see 9 points a lot.
9 points? I mean...
I guess I like miss an extra point.
No. Oh, they did, actually.
So, that...
No, just, 3 field goals.
3 field goals?
No. Man. They have a touchdown, but they missed it.
I don't know. I feel like that's...
Young Hoku, come on.
I feel like I could picture the Falcons being that team that just drives down every time. And they're like, really close to scoring. And they're like, got to settle for 3. This brings up my last point. Ryan Tannehill. Is he part of Ryan Fitzpatrick's crew of quarterbacks who just steal the starting job and get paid?
No. Ryan Tannehill is good. He's better than Marcus Mariota. I think the Titans will keep him, and I think he'll be the starting...
The Titans will keep him, give him max deal, and then he's going to break his leg somehow.
Yeah,
somehow.
So true.
Somehow. Some magical way he's going to break his leg. It's not even going to be in football. It's going to be like tripped on an escalator. You know what? I'm predicting it. See
you
the headlines.
You know what I think we need to talk about? Taysom Hill.
All right. Last thing. Nobody knows what Taysom Hill does. That's it.
He
goodbye.
He did have 2 touchdowns today, though.